We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line is Mickey Kearns, the Erie County Clerk. We're talking about pistol permit recertification. Mickey, it is something that got a lot of attention a number of years ago, certifying, filling out paperwork when it comes to owning a pistol or a firearm. And now it's going to be on, or should be on, the top of a lot of people's minds again. What exactly is going on?
Sure. As you know, in order to stay in compliance with the New York Safe Act, under New York State law, for example, Brian, if an individual's permit was issued prior to January 15, 2013, the deadline to submit your recertification was January 31st, 2018. And it would be every 5 years after. So to clarify, to give you an example, someone was recertified, they recertified on January 15th, 2017, they would be due to recertify with New York State Police by January 15th of 2022. So you could see recertifications are coming up on a rolling basis every 5 years with the state.
And what happens if you miss the deadline?
You know, Susan, there hasn't been any clarification from New York State on missing the deadline. We don't get much information. The clerk's office and many of the clerks throughout New York State, we do get an update from the New York State Police. But it's not a clear process. And, even if you submit your information, you need to give the New York State Police a little bit of time to get that information in the computer before they can verify that you've completed the process.
This recertification, is this a simple process at all, or is this as lengthy as the original certification?
No, once you're certified, when I first became clerk, we helped a lot of people, and the lines were long, and we got them all taken care of. Many people didn't have access to computers, but you can submit them online, or you can mail them in if you want to submit your recertification online, or even, Brian and Susan, you could see when your recertification expires, you can go to the New York State Police website, and that's at firearms.troopers.ny.gov, and then # PP recertification, # welcome.faces. That's a lot there, but basically, if you go online to safeact.ny.gov/pistol permit recertification, I know that's a lot to digest if you're listening on the radio. If you go to the New York State website for the state police, you'll be able to do that. And really right now, there is no recertification on file until your information has been entered into the state system. So you want to allow for sufficient time for mailing and data entry. But I don't think New York State, at least the New York State Police, are really going to be coming to your house and knocking on your door if you're a couple days late or even a month late.
A few years ago, though, it might have been a different story, right?
Yeah. I was in the legislature when the SAFE Act was passed. I voted against the SAFE Act. We have a tremendous amount of crime today, illegal firearms. I don't think the SAFE Act has been really productive, or I don't think the SAFE Act has been successful in doing what the initial intent was. We are no longer safer today than we were when that law passed. However, this is what is the law today. I still would encourage people to comply because you just don't know. We've seen that over the past couple of months on how the heavy hand of government can be in your life.
When a lot of people go to look at their paperwork, they're going to see different dates, you know, when they have to reapply. Who exactly does this apply to, this recertification deadline coming up? And what other ones exist out there? Is this going to be happening from now on kind of a yearly basis where people are reminded? Is it every month that people will need to be reminded? What are we dealing with?
It's a self-reminder. The New York State Police do not send out reminders. When we were in the legislature, I know some member, DiPietro, who is still a staunch advocate of getting some type of report on where we were at. We don't know if there is a database, but it's for this reminder has to be a self-reminder. So I would, when you complete this, I would save this paperwork, put it in a safe place. But remind yourself that this recertification process deadline is every 5 years. Now, this can change at any time, Brian and Susan. As you know, once a law is created, a law can change. And the New York State Legislature has the power to change that law. So until the legislature changes that, you will have to be compliant under the law. So I would make a note to yourself, once again, your recertification status can be checked at firearms.troopers.ny.gov, hashtag PPRECERT. So, you know, that if there's no recertification on file and you go to check, just give them a little bit of time to enter that into the system, because I know at some point in time when this initially was brought that, you know, the New York State Police, they were inundated with this information. So once again, I always encourage people to follow the law and to make a self note to remind themselves of that recertification deadline, because each deadline is an individual deadline and it's based on when you receive that pistol permit approval by Erie County.
Is there a fee with this recertification?
No, there's no fee, Susan. Surprisingly, no fee. There's no fee. Once you do that, you're fine. There is a fee, obviously, when you apply for the pistol permit in the Erie County Clerk's Office, but there is no fee for the recertification.
Hey, just wondering, Mickey, what's it like right now to get a pistol permit in Erie County? How long does it take?
We've been doing quite well. We've streamlined the process. It's very efficient now. In the past, you may have seen longer wait times. One thing we have seen, Brian and Susan, is when I first became clerk, we averaged about 2,500 pistol permit applications a year. We're over 7,000 pistol permit applications. So we recently had a meeting. There's a process to this. One, it comes to the Erie County Clerk's Office. We accept the application. Two, you work with the Erie County Sheriff's Office and your local police agency to do the background check. And three, the local judge, Judge Bowler, has been assigned to make the final decision on your approval. So it's really a very extensive process. However, we've streamlined that process in the clerk's office with the sheriff's office, and it should not take long. But there's always things that hold up the process. In the sense of people who are references who are no longer, who may have been sick with COVID or someone who's moved away. So you really have to be timely and with your references, especially with the sheriff's office. But we recently met with them and we're continuing to look for ways to streamline the process. So it's a couple months, Susan, but it is on a case-by-case basis.
Mickey, thanks for the time this morning. Mickey Kearns is Erie County Clerk, reminding people of their pistol permit recertification.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.